Welcome to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Tune in as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing television. Join the conversation at 657-383-1974. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO, Joseph Collins.
Good evening. I am Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios, and I am happy to be here tonight.
We are doing the first show on the first Monday of 2017. Wow. It is 2017, y'all. That means that we are looking towards 2020, and we all know what's supposed to happen in 2020. But first, before we go any further, let me introduce my co-host and engineer, producer, Sharifa. How are you tonight, dear?
I am excellent. I can't even believe it's 2017. I remember making plans and talking about the IPO and selling stock back in 2013. It's amazing that we're here now and we're doing the show. It's hot. I'm excited.
I am excited too, because I remember when it was 1976.
When I was born 40 years ago.
You were born in 1976?
Yes.
I remember when it was 1976, that was considered the bicentennial year of America. And now here it is, 2017. Can you believe it? What's your New Year's resolution? I have a couple resolutions that I'm thinking about.
I didn't come up with any New Year's resolutions this year because I always do, and I never stick to them. I always say I'm going to drink more water, I'm going to be more calm, I'm going to be more patient, all that stuff. I'm going to lose weight, and I never do it. So it's like this year I'm probably going to be almost the same as last year.
That sounds pretty bad when you put it like that. I mean, you take the joy out of a New Year's resolution with a statement like that. You know, I don't know about that statement.
Change.
I'm not. Yeah, you supposed to say something else is what you're supposed to say, but after all, you are the Sharifa, so I guess you can say whatever the heck you want to say. I guess. You know, and okay.
Well, tell us about you. Tell us about you. Tell us about your New Year's resolutions. Do you have any personally? Do you have any, you know, for the studio, something you like to do different in the new year?
Well, I'm going to tell you what I'm hoping for by the end of this year, at least this much. If I get this much, I'll be cool. I'll be really cool. And do you want to hear what I'm hoping for by the end of this year? Just silence. Just no words.
Just silence. Just no silence.
Yeah, you know, you want to know. You want to know what I'm hoping for by the end
yes.
of this year?
Yes. Yes, I do.
No, I'm just going to reserve it. I'm going to reserve it.
No.
But,
okay, well,
if you won't
tell us about the end of the year, tell us a little bit about the first few days of the year and you know, something you made a resolution for.
Well, the resolution that I made right now for the first of the year is to make sure that by April 4th we have sold 50 million shares of stock and have that 50 million shares of stock in and have raised $50 million so that we can pull forward with the execute a business plan that we have. We're going to do that. We're going to accomplish that the first 100 days of this year. That is the resolution. And the resolution is to sell 50 million shares of stock. And it is going to get done, and it's going to be awesome. That's their New Year's resolution. New Year's resolution. And we start working on closing out the IPO tomorrow. Tomorrow is the time that we start working on closing out the IPO for Punch TV Studios, and that is the Punch TV Studios New Year's resolution.
Closing out the IPO.
Closing out the IPO. We've been doing it right now for a few months, and it has been awesome. And now we're preparing to close it out, and we're preparing to just really rock and roll on this thing. And we've given everybody enough chance to become an investor in the company. And so since you've had that chance to become an investor, now it's time to start closing it out. And that is what we are going to do for the New Year's. And we're going to get it done. And we're going to get it done in the first 100 days. In the first 100 days, I am going to be like Donald Trump trying to unwind Obamacare. That's what in the first 100 days of this administration. But we're going to get it done. He's not going to get Obamacare unwind. But we're going to get this done. And we're going to close out this IPO. And we're going to really begin to just rock and roll. Just rock and roll, rock and roll, rock and roll.
Wow,
so,
that definitely sounds exciting.
I think it's pretty exciting. I think it's pretty doggone exciting. So what do you think about that? How do you think? You think that the Punch TV team can live up to the Punch TV team can live up to the New Year's resolution for the company? I think we can do it. What do you think?
Absolutely, absolutely. I know, you know, in the last half of 2016, we were preparing and we were in the phase of just kind of figuring it out. You know, we had what it looked like on paper, but to actually make it real in the last half of 2016 was our focus. So now in the first quarter of 2017, it's to really focus on the implementation stage and closing out the IPO. So, you know, it's just like any business or, you know, when you're in the military per se, where all of a sudden it's go time. You know, you've been practicing, you've been training, you've been doing it to a certain extent, but now it's go time. It's time to close out the IPO. It's time to pull the team together. It's time to pull everything we need together to go ahead and close out this IPO. And as we go ahead, you know, along that line, we have all of our shareholders, we have all of our supporters in the stands cheering us on. And it's just that sheer excitement and that sheer energy that's going to allow us to move forward and close out this IPO in 90 days or less.
In 90 days or less. We're going to get it done in 90 days or less. So it's going to be frantic. So it's going to be crazy. It's going to be frantic. It's going to be everything that you expect from the Super Bowl of stock offerings. And that's what this is. That's what this is. This is the Super Bowl of stock offerings. Guess who I got a chance to talk to today? I got a chance to talk to today. I mean, she's actually coming by the office here in Houston tomorrow. And but I did get a chance to talk to her today. And
I
can't think of, who is it?
They're in Houston.
I'm in Houston.
And they're in Houston.
They're in Houston, yes.
Okay. And so is this one of our Nabucchi people?
No, it's a Nabucchi. No.
Then I don't know.
It's not a Nabucchi person. It's actually Chanel Brown. It's actually Chanel Brown. And Chanel Brown was on A Different World, and she played, I forget the name of the character she played. But she called me today, and she was talking about how excited she is about our stock offering. She says, like, everybody is talking about it. She says, it's just like, she says, it's like this really big, low-frequency buzz. I don't know what that means.
Low-frequency buzz.
A really big, low-frequency
buzz. Low-frequency buzz. And is, you know what, and I think that is definitely the perfect description, because a low-frequency buzz is something that's moving, and it's definitely moving, but it's not necessarily moving so, you know, that other people can see it. It's like the Underground Railroad. You know, there's
it's
a message
like the Underground
there.
Railroad, yeah.
Right, but other people can't see it, but yet the message is moving along. So that's
yeah,
an excellent.
Yeah, this is really big, low-frequency buzz.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, whoa, that's
yeah.
pretty deep. I wasn't quite sure, to be quite honest with you, I wasn't quite sure how to interpret that. But I said,
mm-hmm.
oh, that's awesome.
Right.
But
no,
really,
no, but I definitely.
I said, a really big, low-frequency buzz.
Mm-hmm. No,
a
but
really
I definitely loved Charnell Brown. She played Kim.
Kim, she played Kim.
Mm-hmm. So she was Kimberly Reese on A Different World.
Kimberly Reese
and
on A
yes,
Different World.
Yes. She had a very quirky personality. So,
mm-hmm,
I mean,
mm-hmm.
I think that if she thinks it's a low-frequency buzz, I definitely
no,
see it as
really
a low-frequency
big,
buzz. A really big low-frequency buzz.
A really big
okay,
low-frequency buzz.
Low-frequency
so we're going to keep that in there. A really big low-frequency buzz.
Low-frequency buzz. And
now,
so she's coming out.
Frequencies.
To...
She's coming out to meet with me. She's tomorrow here in our offices. It's actually going to be. I want to say it's going to be. I think this is my first real meeting here in the Houston offices. It'll be my first real meeting outside of hiring. Everything else has been about hiring the staff for Houston, but outside of hiring, this will be my first real meeting. Here and it's going to happen to be with Charnell Brown. That's going to be awesome, you know, just really, really awesome. And I just think it's pretty cool. I think it's pretty cool. And she was like, you know, she is so excited about Punch TV Studios. She says she can't believe what we're doing. It's just awesome to her, and it's going to create a lot of opportunity for people in the business. And she's like, and I'm investing in your company. That's what she tells me. And when I woke up this
really
morning, I had no idea I would talk to you, Charnell Brown. I mean, that was just like really, really big. I was like, whoa, I'm talking to Charnell Brown this morning. You know, I've been really in kind of a funk. I'm going to tell everybody. I've been in really kind of a funk.
And why have you been in a funk?
I've been in a really kind of a funk. I'm seriously, I've been in a real funk. I've been in one of those funks where you have to have prayer to bring it out. So I've been in a funk and I've been praying right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
How long were you in a funk? Was this like a 2-week
funk,
a 2-day funk?
For like the last 24 hours. I've been like in this really, it's like a haze that's been over me right now for this last 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Since yesterday. And it, you know, and I, you know, I try to do, you know, sometimes, you know, you can only do the best you can do. And sometimes it just seems like your best is still not enough. You know, you can only do the best you can do. And it just seems like your best is still not enough, you know. And you know, and then people, they just mess with you because they can't.
So who's messing
you know?
With you now? Who's messing with you?
It doesn't matter. It's just, they mess with
is
you.
Is it the pundit?
It's not
no
that pundit. It's another pundit.
Okay.
You know, and then
we like to
actually,
hear the pundit
story. I can't really see. You know, if they weren't really a pundit. They just brought something to mind. You know, and it unnerved me a little bit. I was really, really unnerved because,
mm-hmm.
you know, it just you just have these conversations with people. And after a while, you kind of get tired of trying to defend yourself constantly
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
it's like this constant thing to tell people We're the greatest of all time. It's just period. We're the greatest broadcasters ever. You know, it's hard to keep preaching that to people to help them understand how great we are, you know, and what we're doing. And it just, it really put me in a funk. And I don't like to talk much when I'm in a funk because I believe your words are powerful. So I don't like to use non-creative words when I'm in a funk because I believe you could speak things into your existence, right? And I believe that. So I try not to say anything because, you know, I was in a funk. I'm telling you. I was in one of those I need Jesus days. And
I said, you needed Jesus. Did Jesus come?
Yeah, he came. Jesus came. He talked to me. Thank God. I'm thanking God that Jesus talked to me.
Okay.
And Jesus said to me, he says, listen, I'm not going to put any more on you than you're able to bear. And because you're able to hold this responsibility, you got it in your hands. Now, get up and go do what you're supposed to do.
Preach.
So, that's what I had to do. But it took me a minute to get there. Because people sometimes are so malicious and they're so mean sometimes. And I can kind of understand what Michael Jackson meant now. I mean, I can kind of understand what Michael Jackson is, you know. They make me want to scream, you know. You know Michael Jackson makes me want to scream, the song he did with him and Janet?
Yes.
You know,
yes.
If you ever really listen
to
that song,
so the people are making you want to scream?
The people are making you want to scream.
So people should listen to that song to get the message?
You know, if you ever listen to that song, you know he's cussing in that song. Have you ever heard that song?
Yes, I have.
Michael Jackson is cussing in that song.
Sometimes cursing is necessary. Sometimes only a curse word will do. Sometimes you need that extra oomph to get the message across.
You need that extra oomph to get the message across.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just say, darn it.
You know, darn it doesn't get it sometimes.
Right.
And you know, here's the thing. I'm rarely in a funk. I'm like the most positive, awesome guy you ever want to meet. I am. I'm just awesome.
You do say yourself.
Even if I do say it myself. I don't have to, even if I do. I do tell. I'm going to tell you how awesome that I am.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, I'm just awesome. I'm just awesome like that. But even in my awesomeness, I have weak moments. And yesterday was just like one of those moments. And I was feeling a bit overwhelmed, you know, because when you're putting together a company like this, there's so many moving parts. And sometimes you don't think about all the parts you put together to get to where you are. Does that make sense?
Perfect sense.
You don't think about it. But then when you stop and think about all the parts you had to put together to get to where you are, right, then you're like, oh, my God, I put all these parts together. Right? And then you're like, wow. But then you realize I didn't put all these parts together by myself. I had the help. I had the help of the Lord, and I had the help of good people to help me put these parts together. But the people make you want to scream. I can understand why Moses hit the rock. You know, God said, Moses, speak to the rock so the people can live. Moses says, forget the people and smoke the rock.
The people that made you mad is that you are smiting the people now?
No, I'm not smiting anybody. I'm saying Moses, not me. I mean, I'm in the thick of it. I just said, I can understand why he smote the rock. I'm just saying, I can understand why he smote the rock. And
what did people do to you? You usually share the stories. What's going on with the people? We want to know.
Well, no, it's not so much. Somebody said to me, I'm going to tell you what they said. And you know, this is a well-meaning person, right? And it's good. But it just it overwhelmed me beyond all comparison, you know.
What did they say?
They said to me, now, you know, our business model, let me tell you, let me put this in context because I don't want this to be taken out of context. Let me put it in context in the way that I said it, how I understood it, okay? And although they didn't say it like that, they meant no harm in saying it. It's just when they said it, it shook my nerves. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? It wasn't like
sometimes
they meant any
shaky
harm. But when they said it, it shook my nerves.
Okay.
So you know that we're saying we're going to make 300 movies in 3 years.
Correct.
We're just saying that, right?
We are saying
that. We're going to do that.
We are doing that.
With those movies that we're going to make in 3 years,
like the suspense is killing me.
The suspense is killing me. I'm getting there. We're going to make 300. We're saying that from those 300 movies that we're going to make, we're going to generate $500 million to $1 billion in revenue, which is basically from those movies we're going to make that. And we're basing our business on making these movies. We're basing our whole business on making these movies, right? And we're saying that we can be successful doing this, and not just movies, but movies and television shows and a lot of other things like that, right? So I'm just putting this into context before I tell you what it is, because I know you're going to trivialize it, but for me, it just got the best of me, right?
Right.
Okay, so, and we're basing on, so basically we're saying that these 300 movies, right, we're saying basically that these 300 movies, and I'm just doing some calculations here, are going to bring in at least $3.5 million a piece. So we're saying we're going to have 300 movies that are going to bring in at least $3.5 million a piece. And what they said was, is like, out of those 300 movies, you don't think a lot of those movies are going to be horrible pictures?
Wow. I was not expecting that. I would never have expected that. That's horrible. Like, that is, I'm looking for a sound effect. I need a boo or some new sound effect. Like, that is horrible for somebody to say that. I mean,
they didn't mean any harm. I don't want you to, they didn't mean it from a harmful point of view. That wasn't the way that they meant it. Okay, so I don't want
yes.
you to take it like, oh, they were trying to be facetious. But when
no,
they
I
said
take
it, it unnerved
like,
me.
No, I take it like we need to go holler at them. Like, let me holler at you for a minute.
Yeah, we need to roll by him like Willie Rogan did. And it's not like Willie Rogan was supposed
I've
to do that
on
South
people.
Central, you know.
I've been rolling up on people since the 90s. So I think it's time to hop in the hoopty and roll. Do you want to take some calls, Mr. Collins? Or
not yet. Hold on.
You're not ready yet. Okay, we're going to hold
on.
Go ahead.
Yeah, they can hold on. So
okay.
It unnerved me,
mm-hmm.
and it shook me. It shook every nerve in my body,
mm-hmm.
because it had not occurred to me about the possibility of making a bad movie. The possibility of making a bad movie never even entered into my psyche.
Mm-hmm.
And I always think of what can go right and what could go wrong, so I can put more on what could be right as opposed to what could be wrong. And I'm like thinking to myself, why didn't I think that I could possibly make a bad movie?
Because you only think about making a bestseller. That's all you do.
That's all I ever think about. I only think about making the best.
Right. And there's no reason to introduce any other negative thoughts. There's no reason to introduce them at all. That's just sabotaging yourself. And definitely do not want to do that. We're going to make 300 incredible memorable, amazing, profitable movies that will stand the test of time. These are going to be award-winning movies.
So let me tell you what I think. Let me tell you what I was thinking. I was in the Houston office today. I was in the Houston office today, and I just had to just kind of like, I had to really compose myself because I was so shaken. And you would think just something that little innocent and that simple would just unnerve everything that I've worked so hard for, right? And I was sitting in the office today, and I was watching Punch. I was actually watching our channel on the air. I put an antenna on my TV in Houston, and I was actually watching the channel. And when I was watching the channel, I was like, you know what? Our channel is not bad.
Mm.
We're not the best channel in the world, but certainly our channel was not bad. And then I seen some of the movies and stuff that we have on our channel that people are watching in, across the country, right? And I said to myself, if we can do this, we make sure we're going to make our $1 billion. When I looked at the channel, I was like, oh, no, we're going to get that $1 billion. We're going to hit that number with our shows, and those shows are going to work for us just like we said that they would. But what I am going to do now is I'm going to challenge my team. And you know, when you get something in your mind and you can't call people like you want to tell them or whatever, you know, you just need to, you know, sometimes it's just something sit on you. But I think we're going to challenge the team now to make 300 incredible pictures and only work with the people that can make 300 incredible pictures. That's going to be the challenge to the team of Punch in production. And I'm excited about being able to do that. And it wasn't until I was sitting in the office that my mojo came back to me.
You got your mojo.
My mojo's back. I got my mojo back. But I've been unnerved. I'm just telling you, I've been totally and completely unnerved because the consequences of that never even came to mind. And I only like to focus on the success of things, right? I never really focus on what could go wrong because we just do it. And that's one of the things that we do at Punch. One of the things we do at Punch, we figure out how to do it, and then doggone it, we go do it. We just go do it. So let's take a quick break, and we're going to come back and take some calls.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
Do you, Nabuki? We got to get a Nabuki song, because you know how every time we do a promotion, we get a song. We got to get the, do you, Nabuki? Do you, Nabuki? Do you, Nabuki? You got to break it down. You got to break it down when you're Nabuki.
You
got to
break it down. You got to totally break it down. You got to let them know. You got to break them off something proper.
I see your mojo is definitely back.
Yeah, no, the mojo's back. The mojo's back.
Well, we do have a caller.
So who
on
do we
line.
Have in the punch bowl?
We have a couple of listeners on the line. If you'd like to speak with our CEO, Joseph Collins, if you have a question or a comment, please press 1 to speak with Mr. Collins. We're going to take a caller right now. Are you with us, the Bottle of Youth? Hello, caller? Are you with us? Okay, so I guess we're going with the show because it looks like we have one line.
It's probably a cell phone drop or something like that.
I guess it is. Okay, so let's finish talking about your mojo.
So, no, I got the mojo back. How do you feel about when somebody says something like that to you? And you're like, you're just like, oh, my God.
Well, you know what I believe, and you know, because we always have these different discussions, and
yeah.
I think sometimes I'm too soft. I think I'm more like, let's look at, you know, the other side. And sometimes when people have concerns, you know, in their mind, they don't filter them. They don't think about what they're saying. They just want to know, well, how do you know they're not going to be horrible? How do you know they're not going to be this or that? And so for them is a question. They're asking a question because they want to know. So in wanting to know, what they're doing is sowing a seed of doubt in your mind. And that seed, if you allow it to be planted in your mind, can grow and blow the entire thing. So what you want to do is just know that you got this. Your team has this. Punch TV Studios has this. We're going to bring in the right people to produce these shows. And now I can tell you right now, all 300 shows may not be award winners, but 299 of them will. So maybe one in there may not win an award. But overall, everything that you're doing is amazing, and I wouldn't allow anyone to sow a seed of doubt in your mind. Just keep going. You know, God blesses what you put your hand to. So just keep putting your hand to making those movies, and everything will be fantastic. I think we have a Bottle of Youth back on the line, and he wants to chime in.
Yes, we are still on the road.
Fantastic. Yes. We saw your pictures today.
Yes, and we want to know, do you know Bucci?
So we've been speaking all this time with a mister. So we finally actually get to speak to the missus. How are you this evening?
I am doing just fine. Actually, I am doing amazing. We saw the Grand Canyon today with snow.
Oh, nice. Nice, nice.
And,
I love these.
Seeing a sight like that really lets you know that God really loves us to give us such beauty to look at. Everywhere we look,
amen.
Such beauty.
Amen.
But we have been on this road, on this journey, and we have been talking to everyone about Punch TV Studios. And whoever asked that question about the movie, I don't know what exactly they were getting at, but I totally agree with you. Because from the moment I heard about Punch TV Studios from my husband, I knew it was going to be number one. So, I mean, anyone that does not believe in what's going on does not need to be involved. I mean, it's
she shoots from the hip.
Sorry.
We see. I like it.
It's an amazing opportunity. And everybody that is involved should want to make it not fail and make it the best that it can be. And never put any doubt in anyone's mind that it's going to be the most awesome experience in this lifetime.
Amen. We claim
well,
and we receive
that.
It.
I agree with that 100%. But it just shook me a little bit, but I got my mojo back. See, if he was taller, it wouldn't happen.
My husband just has to explain it. We've been passing out the gift of Punch TV Studios the whole trip, and most people are very receptive. But we just left the gas station, and my husband was telling me he had to move from the pump because the young man came over selling us perfume. And I don't know how to explain this, but we have a 26-year-old that was selling perfume, and she was literally working, like, all day, every day, waking up 8:30 and not getting in until 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, selling the generic perfume. And when my husband gave him the gift of Punch TV Studios, he's like, I already have a retirement plan. I have a five-year plan. Did you have a five-year plan while you're selling perfume? You know, what's the harm in stepping outside yourself to allow yourself the possibility to be?
Well, I received that, too. I think that is totally what people have to do. Yeah.
I'm on a bridge.
Yeah. You have to step out of yourself, and that's when you know, people talk about Bill Gates, and they talk about him now because he's successful. But there was a time when Bill Gates was not successful, and you would think, well, he's the richest man in the world today, but there was a time where he was begging people to buy stock in Microsoft. And people thought Microsoft was the dumbest idea ever.
Yes.
They thought Microsoft was, and I have a friend who was right along with them. He thought that Microsoft was the dumbest idea ever. He was like, this is just a dumb idea, and it's never going to work. It's like, why would it work? It's never going to work.
It's usually dumb until it works, you know. That's what they think. And that's also a part of being involved in this opportunity at this moment, is that we have the opportunity to be involved in something greater than ourselves at the beginning, at the conception, you know. And
right.
We get to grow with Punch TV. And anyone involved with Punch TV, I know it's going to make 300 fabulous movies. And my husband told me today, he plans on being in 199 of them. So.
I just be calling in every now and then on the road.
Yeah.
We're in Tucson right now.
Yeah, we might have to get a reality series going just to spread the word or something.
Oh, it's been a reality.
That's hot. You're in Tucson. Oh, my God. Did you guys go by Crater Mountain?
All over the place.
We went past Crater Mountain and got turned straight because we were 5 minutes late. My husband was like, "So we came from North Carolina," and they were like, "We don't care." And I was like, "Oh no."
Yeah,
it was a blizzard up there in at the Grand Canyon. It started.
It was pretty. It could be rough up there.
Yeah, it was. It shocked me.
I lived in Arizona 3 years. I hate to, you know, put my age out there, back in the 80s. And we never had snow. I was amazed.
Yeah, I can imagine something like that would be. Yeah, totally I can imagine that. I can imagine that. It's just... The Grand Canyon is so beautiful, though.
It's
amazing. Yeah, everyone should at least see it. It's absolutely amazing. The Grand Canyon is absolutely amazing. It's one of the most breathtaking places. It's one of the most breathtaking places. Did you guys go in where you can, where they've kind of got the glass and you can look down over into the glass?
No, it was so freezing that by the time we got back to the car, our hands were blue. It was freezing out there. But it was beautiful. It was severely beautiful. And I read that it gets bigger each year because of the erosion from the rain and the winter that rocks and everything falls down. So it gets bigger all the time. It's constantly growing.
Our company.
Yeah, like our company.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I've been punched.
But I just wanted to call in tonight to tell you that I think this is the most fabulous idea in the world. And I have some of your movies myself, so we're going to have to get together sooner or later. But I have no doubt. have no doubt that this is going to be the biggest thing ever. And I wish you guys all the luck in the world.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. And we appreciate you so much, too, at Punch. Just thank you so much. Thank you.
That is amazing. We do want to stop for another brief commercial break, and we will be right back.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years, and for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you Nabuki?
Do you, Nabuki?
Yes.
Can you believe that last year, we were just talking about things, and this year, they have manifested themselves? Can you believe that?
That is so true. I can believe that, though. Because
isn't that cool?
We did more. It's cool, but we did more than just talk about it, you know, and I keep wanting to make that distinction. Because I see so many people who all they do is talk. They sit around and talk. They talk about this great business idea, this great business plan, this great business they want to start. But most of those people, no matter how much they hate their jobs, no matter how much they hate their income, no matter how much they hate whatever it is that they hate, maybe they want a new house or maybe they want to just be more efficient in their career, whatever it is, the majority of the people don't have the stick-to-itiveness to go ahead and actually start a business and to complete it. And that's, I believe, aside from all the other wonderful reasons about you, but one of the main reasons why you're successful, you actually do the work, and I love it.
Yeah, I think now I'm just ready to get back to California now.
Yes.
And get back in the office and get this next chapter on the way.
That's right. This next chapter,
I think,
which is
this 2017. Next chapter for the first 2017 is closing out. Closing out the IPO. And we're going to close it out. And it's going to be awesome. And then everybody's going to really see what we've been talking about this whole time, when all of a sudden you can no longer buy the stock for $1 a share.
That's right.
When all of a sudden the thing for $1 a share is over and you can't get in at $1. You'll be able to get in, but you just won't be able to buy in at $1. Not at $1. Not at $1. I can almost guarantee you, you will not be able to get in at $1. And I think that's when people are going to wake up, when their friends call them and their friends say, guess what? My stock is worth X dollars. I can't believe it. And they're excited because the stock price has gone up. And that they were able to purchase into Punch TV Studios at the opening at the ground floor of the company, at the very opening of the company. You're going to buy stock in the company and purchase into the company at the opening of the company, and that's so exciting. Super, duper, amazingly exciting. And I can't say enough about being able to do that. I can't say enough about being able to get into a publicly traded company on the ground floor, a company that has a great business model, and a company that's going to do some great things in the world of media through time, over the course of time, and a company that's going to produce 300 great movies. And I'm going to put one of my gifts, and I guess this kind of shook me, because one of my gifts is finding the right people to do the job. And if I can't find the right people to do the job, I'll do it myself. But in this particular case, because there's so many movies and they're going to be so awesome, I'm tapping top filmmakers to help bring the management of this all together. And it's going to be awesome. And we're going to do it. We're going to get this done, and it's going to be completely and totally awesome, and we're going to make $1 billion or $500 million to $1 billion in revenue by year three. And if you can be a part of a company that can do that.
Part of a company that's even talking about doing it, you are a part of something special.
Now, when we did Punch TV Studios, we wanted to make it available to the people. We wanted to make it available to the community, so that the community would have an opportunity to prosper with us. And the community would have an opportunity to be a part of something that's great, and the community would have an opportunity to be a part of something that's awesome. And most of the people who've purchased our stock right now have never owned stock before in any company. They've never owned stock before, period. So you've got to think, just to learn how to purchase stock itself, how to be a part of capital markets, and how to do that, it's just freaking awesome. It's just freaking awesome. And then to have somebody who's willing to teach you, to show you, this is what the company is doing, this is how this could work for you, this is how this can work on your behalf, and show you that and teach that to you, that's very powerful. What do you think?
No, I definitely think it's powerful. I think it's something that people will remember for years. This is something that people will look back on, and they will be able to see the growth. They will be able to see the transition. They will be able to see the transition in the company and how far the company has grown. I mean, that to me is really an amazing thing. Like you mentioned earlier, to see something come from an idea to actually being implemented, you know. So
talking about this idea.
Mm-hmm.
It had not come to fruition. We were just talking about it, and now it's a living and breathing thing that people are investing in, and that people want to be a part of. But it was just an idea. And that's, oh my God, what you said is so good. It's so good. Because it was just an idea. But now we breathe life into this idea, and we're speaking this idea into existence, and our very words have power. Our very words have power. And we're going to build, I promise everyone, we're going to build an incredible media company. It's going to be absolutely incredible, absolutely awesome, absolutely amazing, absolutely incredible. And I want to invite you to be a part of our company. I want to invite you to be a stockholder in Punch TV Studios. I want to invite you to invest $1,000 in our company, and we are going to do some crazy things that have never been done before. What we're doing right now with our IPO, the reason it's shaking up so many people is because it's never been done before. And it's just shaking people up. They're scared because it's never been done before. Most African-American people, most people of color, have never had an opportunity to buy an IPO. 99.99% of urban America has never had an opportunity to be a part of an IPO. Now, what's even greater? Because a lot of people think that just because I'm white, and I'm not, you know, only white people can buy IPOs. Let me tell you something. 85%, I believe, 85% of Caucasian people have never been able to buy an IPO. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Because this is not black or white. This is the elitist against the non-elitist. And that's true. Even our own friend, remember he was saying, I was trying to buy Facebook. Remember he told us that? I was trying to buy Facebook. And they wouldn't let me in. And he's a wealthy guy. Not in the IPO. I can buy it now in the aftermarket, so I guess it's $80 a share, but they wouldn't let me buy it at $13 a share when it opened. They wouldn't even take my offer. So this is not a black and white thing. This is the 1% or the 5% against the people. And right now, I'm saying the people must prevail. And I like what you said, power to the people.
Mm-hmm.
This is a grassroots effort for us to take power and put it back into our community so that we can use it to embetter our community, to make our schools better, to make our children better, to make our communities better, to make our colleges better, to make everything better. Let me tell you something. Government is not trying to help the community, especially now. They're not trying to help the community. They are trying to take away everything from the community. They're trying to take it out. They're trying to take it away. They're trying to take Social Security from the seniors. They're trying to take welfare from the poor. They're trying to take health care from people that really need it. But guess what? We can take something back. And that's what this is about. This is about us empowering our community. And this is not, I want to just emphasize this, because a lot of people think, oh, he's just doing this for the black people. He's just doing this. I'm doing this for the urban community. This is not a black or white issue. This is not a brown or red issue. This is an urban issue versus the elitist. And the elitist of America have said to the poor people and to the working class man, we don't want you to have nothing. We want you to work long enough to be broke at the end of the day. That's what they want you to do. And I'm saying, let's begin to empower ourselves. Let's begin to bring those dollars back. Let's begin to make those dollars work in our community. Let's get our children in college. Let's get our children, let's get our college paid for. Let's get out of debt. Let's get out
Amen.
Of debt.
That's right.
Because when you're out of debt, you have the freedom to think about what you want to do. But when you're in debt and the bill collectors are calling you and your car is about to be repossessed and they're about to put you out of your house and they're about to do these things for you because you have so much debt. You're on the brink of a bankruptcy because you have so much debt. And if you can get out of debt, this could be a very good thing for you. And we want to show you how you can use Punch TV Studios to empower your life, to totally empower your life. And I don't know how to even say it any better than that.
No, I think you said it very
company.
Well.
You think I said it pretty well?
I think you did an excellent job.
How else can I say it so that I can get the word out there? How else can I say it? I don't even know how else I can say it. I've been really tuning in now to try to break everything down to an extra level.
You have to.
Because so many people say, you know, hey, we understand what you're saying, but we really don't understand what you're saying. So I've been trying to take extra time now to really break it down on another level. So what do you think?
I think you are doing an amazing job. I think you are giving the people the opportunity, and then you're also giving the people the information, the whys. Why is this important? What will this do? You know, this $1 per share can change your life. It has the ability to change your life. It has the ability. I mean, people talk about all of the Facebook millionaires. Punch TV Studios is going to do the same thing. We're going to change lives. So, I mean, I think that's why this is so important to me, to be able to see the entire process from, again, from the ideas through to the filing, through to the actual IPO. It's amazing. It's amazing to see people who I met years ago who now are saying, oh, my God, I didn't know Punch TV Studios was going to be this huge. Oh, my God, I didn't know. I didn't, you know. People didn't necessarily have that faith and belief. So what you're doing is amazing, and I definitely applaud you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And it's not just me. It's me and the team. What we're doing as a team is amazing. And we want you as a potential investor to be a part of this, to join in with us, and let us change America. Let us change the way we do this. And this is just the first step. This is just the first step. They just let me have this little thing to see what we could do with it. You know, that's all they did. And we're gonna do great with it. And we're gonna do phenomenal with it. Because one thing about this, when you've grown up poor all your life, you've been poor all your life, right? And when you've grown up
there's
poor,
a song about that.
You know how to make a meal from beans and ham hocks. And you know how to stretch that meal so that everybody in the family gets to eat. And that's what we're going to do with this investment dollar. We're going to stretch that investment dollar the way mama stretched beans and ham hocks so everybody could eat. And everybody is going to have that opportunity. That's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do. So I want to thank everybody for joining us on tonight's show. And I want to thank you, the Sharifa, the co-host and producer of the show. And I want to thank everybody for investing in Punch. Now let's go to work. Let's go to work. I'm putting out the call now to everyone. Tell your friends. Tell your family, tell your dog to tell your dog friends, his dog friends, to invest in Punch TV Studios and become a part owner of this great media company. It's going to be awesome, and you should be excited to be a part of this. So let's go to work now. We've got until April 4th before the IPO officially closes. And let's go to work now. It's time to lock this thing up. It's time to, everybody that's going to get in, you need to get in now. Time to lock it up. I want to thank you for joining us on tonight's show. I want to thank A Bottle of You for being on the show and his wife jumping in there tonight. And we're going to see you tomorrow night at the same Punch TV time on the same Punch TV channel.
Thanks for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Join us 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. Visit our website at www.punchtvstudios.com today to become a part owner at $1 per share.